Mayor Morse has hired Marcos Marrero, a young urban planner and policy professional with experience in energy and sustainability projects, to implement the young mayor's vision for revitalizing one of the state's poorest cities.
And I have no doubt that he is the right person for the right time. We find ourselves at a critical juncture here in our city. We have decided that the status quo is no longer acceptable, that we are more than a city of challenges and problems, but a city of opportunity and possibility.
Holyoke's new planning and economic development director has been on the staff of the Pioneer Valley Planning Commission for the last year. Before that, he was chief of staff in the Energy Policy Office of the New York City Economic Development Corporation. He was a deputy advisor to the governor of Puerto Rico on energy and climate change. Morse said Marrero, who has 8 years of professional experience, stood out among the two dozen or so applicants for the key job.
I wanted someone who not only has an impressive educational background and relevant experience, but also someone with the energy, vision, and commitment to join us in our collective efforts to revitalize our great city.
When he became mayor, Morse opted to retain most department heads. Just 8 weeks into the new administration, Kathleen Anderson, who'd been economic development director in Holyoke for 13 years, resigned to become president of the local Chamber of Commerce. Marrero said he shares Mayor Morse's vision of Holyoke as a creative economy capital for the region, taking a lead in arts, innovation, and technology.
And I see Holyoke growing into a city of enterprise, of diversity, and of prosperity. Not just enterprise in the sense of creating a business. Yes, of course, we want to see more of that, but also other great enterprises in life, you know, when people start an education, start a job, or even start a family.
Holyoke has pinned much of its future economic hopes on a $168 million high-performance computing center. The state-of-the-art facility that's being built by a group of top research universities, including MIT and Harvard, and high-tech industry giants such as EMC and Cisco, is on schedule to be finished by the end of the year. A task force has been working for several years on ways to use the computing center to attract new business to downtown Holyoke, which has many abandoned old brick mill buildings. Marrero said he plans to work to retain business and attract new ones by cutting red tape in the permitting process.
So what we want to do is take the guesswork out of it, that businesses have as much predictability in the process as possible, because time and guessing means error and money.
Marrero said he shares Mayor Morse's opposition to a casino in Holyoke. Hard Rock International and a local group proposed a casino on what is now a golf course, but the mayor has refused even to discuss the plan with the developers, who are now looking at other sites in western Massachusetts. Reporting from Holyoke, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.